As to the position of Egypt, it seems there are factors behind this. Ethiopia and Egypt are rivals in the Horn of Africa, in the Red Sea, as well as in the Gulf of Aden. It seems the Egyptians who withdrew from the Nile Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam negotiation are sort of reacting against Ethiopia by joining the bandwagon led by Somalia. This had complicated things a bit. Historically also, Ethiopia and Egypt are rivals in the area. And it seems now Egypt is trying to ascertain its position in response to Ethiopia's strength, Ethiopia's economic, military and political strength, which is being observed right now. As a landlocked country, Ethiopia wants access to the sea. And Ethiopia's request has been addressed by Somaliland, mind you, not by force, not by coercion, not by pressuring Somaliland, but peacefully, based on the mutual interest, the Somaliland government and the Ethiopian government had created a win-win situation. This has some quarters, especially Somalia, are not comfortable with that. By the way, Somalia proper, that's Mogadishu at the capital, has no control whatsoever over Somaliland for the last 33 years. Somaliland had declared its independence for the last 33 years. So that's how I see it. It's a bit complicated, but one has to handle it in a very, very careful way.
That's what I want to ask you, because United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Sunday is urging both Somalia and Ethiopia to settle the dispute through dialogue. Is there anything like dialogue short of going to war over this?
The dialogue part, you know, Ethiopia has responded positively. We have nothing to hide. Let's talk about it. But what complicates the matter is the refusal of the Somalia government in Mogadishu to even talk about it. And they have made a precondition, and the precondition is to annul or to cancel the agreement signed between Somaliland and Ethiopia. So that has complicated the issue.
I guess we can say to be continued until we hear from Ethiopia.
Yes, Mr. James, today there was a statement issued from Al-Kahira, I think from Cairo, by the Egyptian leader and the Somali leader. And you can bet on it that as per the diplomatic procedure, definitely Sunday night, I mean, or by Monday noon, even a very strong response might come from the Ethiopian Ministry of Foreign Affairs as a response to the Egyptian and Somali statement.